Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, good morning. It is a 6:20 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm Steve Simpson. And let's check in with our friend Blois Olson. The Morning Take here on WCCO. Blois, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So I understand you went to the Twins game last night.
I did, and I was in a conversation for, I don't know, a couple innings with somebody who I hadn't seen in a while. And then I glanced up at the score, and it was 10-0.
That's what happens this time of year.
And I thought, could we get a 10-run rule after Labor Day if a team's out of the running?
That's fair. That's a fair question to ask. I think we should look into that.
Well, you know, if we want to speed up baseball, I mean, well, it's not going to happen that many times. I'd say 10-run rule and a free ticket to the next game.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. You'll see those numbers come down real quick. You start giving out free tickets.
Right.
Where are we with the ballot question here in Minneapolis? Because, by the way, this just in, tomorrow voting starts, or is supposed to.
Yeah, and today the Minneapolis City Elections is giving a preview of the voting process in Minneapolis. And my question is, which preview are you giving to the ballot? But no, the Minnesota Supreme Court has said that they will take up the question in an expedited manner. Briefings were due at 5 o'clock last night. I would suspect that justices reviewed them overnight. They may convene today or tomorrow to make a ruling. And then Don Samuels and Sandra Samuels have said they're open to discussing the language. I just don't know, and I'm not a lawyer, so let's be clear, but I don't know how you change the language, create a new ballot, and let it be valid after the polls open, which happens tomorrow. So I think that that then creates a new legal problem if people have started voting and they didn't get the question, because you can't have people come back and vote just on that question. So we'll look to see if there's any early turnout numbers. People might just wait until this is decided before they vote. But this is what you call a mess, Steve, a mess.
Well, it is. And we had the lawyer on for Yes for Minneapolis,
yeah,
the people who want the ballot question on. And I asked him, I said, if it isn't this question that has been the latest question, if not that, it can't be any others because there's no time. And while he didn't say never, he kind of agreed with me, because it seems
exactly
to me that's the only way, is if the Supreme Court comes back today and says this question's good, go. There are enough ballots printed up that we would be all right to go tomorrow. But anything short of that, I think this thing has got to go away for this election.
It does. And the other interesting thing is that I believe that charter can only be changed in city elections. So you couldn't actually put it on next year's general election ballot either. It's got to be only a city election. And so this delays that debate. It delays that question. It puts a lot of pressure on the city council. It puts some pressure on the legislature on multiple topics. And then you look at kind of these other factors. The use of force law was thrown out this week, that was passed by the legislature, put on hold for review. So that changes things. The Knorr decision yesterday that threw out one of his convictions. And you start to have a recipe here that these police use of force, public safety questions are going to continue to be around in a very policy legalese manner for the foreseeable future. And that's probably not something Democrats want to continue to debate because we know that, you know, the polling on this vote yes question was 55% against solidly in every poll I saw. So we'll just hold our breath. And Steve, I know you're not new here in Minnesota, but we never seem to have a boring election here in Minnesota.
No, no, that is absolutely true. Again, Blaise Olson is with us from the Morning Take here on WCCO Radio. Yesterday we had the story that John Thompson, the embattled state representative, was thrown out of the DFL caucus, meaning that he doesn't have an office and that sort of thing. Apparently he came out yesterday and said, I'm going to be a quote-unquote independent. What does that do to the dynamics of anything over there, if anything?
It doesn't necessarily change it. I mean, he will likely get a staffer and an office. He does have an election certificate. The real question is, does he run as an independent next year in a heavily DFL district? And then you'd start to really see how strong the support is. The Posse Caucus put out a statement that, you know, was pretty critical, and it was not a unanimous vote to throw him out of the DFL. So you start to see kind of the undercurrent of divide within the DFL over these issues. And the idea that you could have someone like John Thompson in the caucus and then people support him. So I have no sense that there's going to be a splinter caucus, but there could certainly be groups that splinter off on key issues and cause leadership some headaches going into the next session.
Finally, there was the state unveiled a new mobile app which gives folks access to their immunization records that you can then show, and it could be used, I guess, to get into venues and that sort of thing. Is there going to be political? Well, that's a silly question. Everything's political, right?
Yeah, you knew the answer before you asked that. Yeah, no, which is a good interview. It's going to be political, but let's remember, it's voluntary, people.
Right.
It is voluntary. The state is not mandating that you use an app. Right. In fact, I just remembered that I had that COVID app on my phone from when we learned about exposures and stuff like that the other day. And so I finally deleted that. I said, that's enough. And you and I have been talking about iPhones, so I'm ordering my new one tomorrow morning as soon as I can.
That. I'm still waiting for my carrier to let me know when I can order mine, because I'm going to – because Blaise and I are in the same boat. Our phones are both old enough that we're ready for a new one. So
we're
good to go. All right. Blaise, how do we get the Morning Take?
You just go to fluence-newsletters.com, or you search for us on Facebook or Twitter, and you can find it right there.
Awesome. Thanks, Blaise. Talk to you soon.
See you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.